in reflecting on the readings for Mass today, I found them very difficult and very challenging. And that's a good thing, even though it's easier to preach on other readings. Prophet Amos today has harsh words of condemnation for those who trample upon the needs and the rights of the poor. And if we read carefully the Old Testament prophets, that is a theme threaded throughout their proclamation, that a measure of how we stand with God is how we stand with the poor. A way to know how much we love God is to look at how much we love the poor, that we serve God to the extent that we serve the poor. And as I reflected on that, I thought of how I need to do more and to be more in relationship to God's poor. Yes, I send money to different organizations. Yes, I volunteer for different things that help the poor. But to immerse our lives somehow directly into the experience of the poor and the sick and the suffering, it is there that we most profoundly find Christ. It's the great secret of the saints. I was blessed to do 4 years of mission work in Dominican Republic. And I found there, my first year, I was so overwhelmed by the poverty around me, it blinded me from seeing the beauty of the people. After about a year, I was so struck by the beauty of the people that I stopped seeing their poverty. And yet, the poor evangelized me precisely in their lack of material goods because of their faith. Folks who perhaps didn't even know where their next meal was coming from, gladly sharing the little that they had. The poor taught me a radical trust in divine providence and a joy that we often find difficult to find within our own culture. And so today's first reading points us to the beauty and the depth and the challenge of the social teachings of our Catholic Church, that we are called to work for the transformation of the entire world, to take the gospel to the streets, so that the world of politics and economics and culture serves the dignity of the human person, that every single person receives the rights they're due simply by the fact that they are a human being made in the image and likeness of God, and that every person has the right to make their contribution to the building up of society and the kingdom. So what is it that God is calling you and me to do specifically for the poor, both the poor that are already in our lives and perhaps for people on the other side of the globe? I think of the great work of Catholic Relief Services and Catholic Charities. I think of the beauty and the power of the work that goes on right here at the cathedral in serving the poor and the homeless. I think of Guest House, which is transforming the lives of homeless people and has done so for 30 years. There's so many great organizations that you already support and are involved in, and it's a way for us to practically live out the teachings of the Church. Today's gospel, I have to admit, I find very strange, and again, hard to preach on. But it seems to me that what Jesus is praising in the dishonest steward is obviously not his dishonesty, not his lies, not his deception, but his imaginative creativity in getting himself out of a difficult situation. And he says, the children of this world are more prudent, more adept, perhaps more creative than the children of light. And so I think about that. And it led me to think about how at times people are more passionate about other things than God. I have nothing against football or the Green Bay Packers, obviously. But imagine if we took as much money, time, and energy that goes into professional sports and we poured that into our faith. I think the second coming would appear. Jesus would say, okay, you got it right. Imagine if we took as much energy and passion that perhaps we pour into hobbies or other things in our lives and pour that into our faith. I realize I'm preaching to the choir because you're here at Mass, so obviously faith is at the center of your life. I'm struck by something that Pope Francis said lately. He said, do one thing in relationship to living out your faith that you've never done before. Just do one thing. Do one thing to be more creative, more imaginative, more transformative in terms of your Catholic faith. So I was thinking about that. And perhaps today's gospel challenges us to think about that. So perhaps it's going on a retreat, if we haven't gone on a retreat in a long time, or sitting down and starting to read the gospels from start to finish. Perhaps it's volunteering for something here at the parish. Perhaps it's inviting someone to come to church with us or making that phone call to a lonely relative that we've postponed. What would happen if we each did one thing this week in relationship to our faith that either we haven't done before or we haven't done in a long time? How can we use our creativity, our passion, our energy, our financial resources, our time to bring about the kingdom of God? To be as passionate about the things of God and of heaven as others are passionate about the things of this world. So like the dishonest steward, we take that creativity and imagination within us and use it not for simply saving ourselves, getting ourselves out of a sticky situation, but really building up the kingdom of heaven right here and right now. The second reading says that God's will is that all people be saved and that there is one mediator between God and us, Jesus Christ. And so the great passion of our lives, the great love of our existence is Jesus Christ. And we who have been touched by his love and his mercy and his forgiveness want that for every single person. That is the will and mission of the church, that every single human being from the morning of Pentecost until the end of the world come to know the love of God poured out in Christ Jesus. For that to happen, the Lord calls us, imbues us, inspires us to go out and to be extensions of his voice, his heart, his life in this world. We thank the Lord for all the gifts that he's poured into our lives. And we ask the Lord to help us to use them well in the service of his kingdom, especially our imagination, our energy, our fresh ideas, the newness of the gospel, that we move, that somehow we're different today than we were a year ago in our faith because we are moving ever closer to the center and the heart of the Lord Jesus and his kingdom.